It's Danny beginnings to look a lot like Christmas for Southampton as they beat Arsenal. City fans love Gabriel Lord Jesus and they ask him to stay close by them forever and love them. And the winter frost is cruel for Jose Mourinho. This is in airplane repair.
Fine.
And what's Tim Cool like?
And you've been then explaining.
Yeah. We're still having pointless chat right now.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional football podcast anywhere this Christmas time. Joining me this Christmas time, the only one of us who has played the game at the highest level, and he's also refereed the game. His name is
at the lowest level.
Yeah. Luke Stanford is here.
Yeah, good to be here in the flesh.
Mm. Yeah, it's good to see you in the flesh.
Your flesh is looking very nice.
And his Twitter other half, of course, is here. Jasper Khawaja, you have done a few things.
I've done it all.
I think we should actually not... I'm not liking the done it all thing.
Oh, I think we had a vote, and when you have a vote... You can't go back on that.
Did we have a vote?
Hashtag
yeah, we did have a vote.
Yeah, that we just wasn't here.
We now have more information, and I think I have a different...
The terms of the vote were not understood.
I didn't know what I was voting for.
Yeah, I did not know what I was voting for.
Yeah,
either way, we haven't had that second vote yet, so the only one of us who's done it all, Jasper Khawaja, is here.
Yeah. I think maybe...
It's a pleasure to be here.
If one of us puts it in their manifesto and gets elected in a general election, then we could consider changing it, but at the moment...
What about the Irish Northern Irish bets, though?
Well, that complicates everything.
And the only one of us who has that statistical knowledge up his sleeve and the emotional expertise, Otto_Wolf.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Sorry about missing last week.
It's okay, we missed you.
I can't remember what I was doing, but
probably I'm sure it was Christmas meal, Christmas. I think.
Oh, it was a very emotional and statistical time. 280 potatoes I cooked.
What the fuck?
That's a big statistic.
That's just a stat I'm throwing out there.
I can't remember exactly how the rhyme goes, but I'm just going to go with... he's played the game at the level you would expect.
You're going to struggle to rhyme there.
Why don't you do the rhyme?
He knows about the Nations League, but it's not his job. He's our fan on the road. It's the J Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
Can we all make rhymes for that?
Yeah. Well, you are welcome to make a rhyme.
I will do that.
I can make a rhyme if you want.
Do you want to make me a rhyme?
Yeah. Everyone rhymes.
So Jasper, Liverpool 3, Manchester United 1. Did you expect that result?
I think so. I didn't know, actually. I think I went into it thinking Man United might scrape a draw, and for a while it really looked like they were going to. Not deservedly, but just because Liverpool were
just
shooting.
When was the while?
The while was in the second half, from like 45 minutes to maybe pretty much until Liverpool scored.
Pre-Shaq.
Because Liverpool looked a little bit out of ideas for a period. Why were all the centre-backs shooting?
I don't know.
Maybe they were just looking for deflections.
You think the ref, like?
To be fair, if you shoot enough into a crowded box, you probably score.
But they were just skying it into Rose.
That's what ended up happening.
So, Luke, Mourinho said after the game that, you know, it was pretty unfair and they really were quite even because there were two deflected goals from Shaqiri. Do you think it was the game was a fair? You know, it was like a even game.
not really. Yeah.
Such a loaded question.
Isn't that like the most shots any team's ever faced in a while? Or something.
Ever faced in a while.
This is why I'm not the stats man.
36.
Unspecific amount.
The most shots ever faced in a while.
Yeah, I mean, they scored a goal because Alisson messed up, and
that was a bad mess up.
There was one little cross where I was like, ooh, and then it just got headed behind for a corner that we did nothing with. Apart from that, there wasn't really much going on for them.
Paul Pogba on the bench?
Yeah, I think that is really terrible, actually.
Bringing off Fellaini to change the game?
Well, no, Fellaini was already on, wasn't he?
No,
he was on.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, I didn't actually see the first half.
He's going on the second half.
Yeah, I didn't all the start of the second half. Where did... Yeah.
No, they only had two shots on time.
Yeah. Two shots?
Yeah.
Well,
one of which was a goal.
Yeah.
And the other which was...
No, I think
that's a big shot, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't that Rashford. It went straight to Alisson's arms.
So, Johnny, what did you think of the game?
Yeah, I had a good time watching it. What did I think of the game? I mean, like, when you have 35 shots, you're going to win, aren't you? But it was weird. It was, like, a great game. But I don't know if it means Liverpool are going to win the league.
Are Liverpool
going to
win the league?
Well, I'm also unsure about whether Liverpool are going to win the league. But that was this was another step towards it. This was a potential for them to not go top of the table, and they did. Instead, they did go top of the table, and I thought they looked pretty good.
Oh, actually, I've got to say one thing. A few episodes ago, I asked you the question, is Fabinho shit?
And
you said yeah, and I said I agree. Now I'm going to ask you the question, is Fabinho shit?
Did you ask... I thought your question was something like, less simple, is Fabinho shit?
Oh, I did also ask some kind of like, in the battle of the defensive midfielders, did he lose against Torreira?
Yeah.
That was another game.
I don't think he was shit. Last game, I think people maybe are giving him a bit too much credit.
Man
for
the
match.
Man,
I don't think he. I was actually more impressed by Keita than Fabinho. I think, but he was good. He was given loads of time.
Yeah,
he was given so much space. Like, because they were just like Man United basically were doing the tactic of like pile everyone into the box, so that like Salah and Mane and Firmino couldn't get any space, and Firmino was like dropping really deep.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of like. It was kind of like Salah and Mane up front with them, Firmino playing like centre forward and like kind of Keita on the wings quite a lot. But Firmino was given loads of space. And like, I guess you could see that when he does have time, he can pick out some nice passes. That assist to Mane was good.
Feet were it was a really nice goal.
Yeah, he was actually better at keeping hold of the ball than I expected he would be.
Luke, if you're Jose Mourinho, you know, like, do you walk away?
If I am Jose Mourinho, I don't think he's going to walk away, but I think it might be time for him to go. Because I feel like you can't have Pogba and then not like fuck up so bad that you don't even play him in really big important games, because he's
So surely if he's on the bench, you're basically what you're saying is this team would be worse if he was in it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think if you're saying that, you're managing the team.
It's not as simple as that.
Well, Gary Neville was saying Mourinho's got to the point where he's just picking the players he likes. Like, literally the people he can put out and he knows will just run as much as possible and will never... He can't question their commitment. He's at that point where, obviously, Pogba is a better midfielder than others. But he doesn't trust him. It's all about that.
You can play players like... You remember Sir Alex Ferguson always used to play Park Ji-sung in the big games?
Yeah.
So like, and he didn't play him against Man United at that time had better midfielders than Park Ji-sung, but he knew when they were playing the big games, Park Ji-sung would run his ass off and like,
but then
win the ball back.
Is that what I'm saying? He's better for this game, you know? So.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's better player.
No, I'm not. Okay.
I guess that's the thing. Yeah. That's the distinction.
But it's also it's not that he's just. It's not like he's made just a. Quick tactical decision, like, oh, they're going to run better than Pogba in this game. He's got a big issue with Pogba.
Yeah,
I think if he's at the point where it's like, the team's better without Pogba, I think you're definitely doing something wrong as a manager.
Yeah, because it means now
he's such a good player that he should be able to fit him into your team.
Don't you build Pogba's the type of player? I feel like you build a team around Pogba. He's not the player you try and fit into your system. He's the type of player you make the system
he
work
is the
for him.
System.
What it means now, the players they're playing with are very average players, a lot of them, just means it reduces their chances of becoming finishing.
Martial came on late in the game. He's scored a big goal in their last
great form.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a stat. I know it's your
area
of it. Sorry. Johnny,
I'm all on the emotions in
the Mourinho said that Man United are going to get sixth. They might get
top four and they're not going to win the league.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think they are going to get top four.
Did he say it in those words?
No, it's like, we're definitely going to get top six. Yeah, I remember saying that.
It's, I mean, like, that's like, oh, right, we're not going to finish lower than Bournemouth.
I think you mean
Bournemouth have dropped a lot recently.
Bournemouth have really dropped to 11th place after their four losses in their last five games.
But I mean, that quote, I think, sums up why he should be sacked, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't,
if you can't give good quotes, then what can you do?
Yeah, okay. Should we move on to Arsenal against Southampton, or Southampton against Arsenal?
Yes.
Danny Ings returns, Jasper.
Yeah.
What header?
Yeah, all of their goals were headers, weren't they, Southampton? Yeah.
Really good header.
Pretty bad keeping for the last one, wasn't it?
I mean, we've said before Southampton were their identical strikers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if they're all brilliant instead of just very poor?
Is this just the manager bump, the manager bounce?
It's definitely part of the initial manager bump, whether it will last. But then, when you're that low, you just need a little push now where you get 10 games and a few results and you're mid-table. Same,
yeah. Their new manager's really good, isn't he? He's not just like a...
Ex-Leipzig Austrian Klopp.
Yeah.
He was quite excited.
That's
one bit where he got excited, then he was like, oh, no, calm down.
That was weird.
That was pretty up.
I mean, people laugh at it, back to Ings. People laugh at him and seeing him as a joke, but actually...
It's quite a funny running style. He's like,
I'm referring to just his career going down the drain.
The man.
Rather than his running style.
We don't laugh at him on this podcast.
No, but people say, like, Danny Ings, oh, he's shit. But I think he was fine at Burnley.
Yeah, he's great at Burnley.
Then went to Liverpool. Then he's basically been injured for 2 years.
Yeah.
I thought he should have gone back to Burnley, to be honest.
He's on loan at Southampton, right? He's not actually...
I think he might be, but it's like one of those ones where you get him at the end.
Oh, right, okay. Because Klopp loves him.
Because he runs like a
dog. Klopp always used to say it was really sad to sell him.
But then, I remember...
That's kind of what Klopp does.
He does love Adam Lallana. He never replaced Lallana.
Yeah, he loved Joe Allen and sold him to Stoke.
Yeah. Arsenal, Joni, just tired. You know, they've had a lot of games, a lot of tough games, a lot of wins.
Well, isn't it like the defence was a shambles, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, Koscielny's just back from injury.
Koscielny, Xhaka.
He's got a few yards off his pace.
Yeah.
If you think
how would he match up against Harry Kane at the moment?
Oh, he'd be far behind.
Koscielny's actually probably
two clear yards.
I'd say Koscielny's probably a lot quicker than if it.
No, but in terms of the race of getting back up to your
own
pace.
But in terms of your pace.
Yeah.
It's a very metaphorical.
Yeah. No, it's just relative. It's just relative.
It's just relative.
You have to be it's relative to your own pace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
All the centre backs are injured, aren't they?
It's a hard one, though. The centre backs are injured, and it's like they've been so consistent for 20 plus games.
22.
Excellent.
It depends how they react to this, I think.
They'll be all right, won't they?
Yeah,
22 games unbeaten was quite impressive, to be fair.
Is it their greatest ever? I mean, apart from obviously.
Thank God you're just a presenter. I did see a man on Arsenal Fan TV 22 games ago say they're going to go on a 22 game unbeaten streak.
No way!
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
And then the presenter was like, "Shut up, mate," and then went to the next person.
Wait, is he like a regular person?
No, he's just like
just literally sounds like a prophet just turned up
after a match. They just lost a match, and he was outside interviewing people. He's like, "Yeah, we'll go on another 22 game unbeaten."
Do you reckon he looked at the order of fixtures and thought, "When we get to Southampton, I can't see us."
Southampton are their bogey team.
Well, there you go. You had.
Some effort needs to be made to track this man down. We need to get him on the pod as a guest.
Well, if you're listening, man, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Just how do you predict a 22 match unbeaten streak?
We'd love that.
Yeah.
We've only got 3 listens in the last 24 hours. Good, our ratings are going down.
That's actually not too bad. actually not too bad. It's not Easter, it's Christmas, but you might think it's Easter because is this the Jesus rising again from the dead? Because he's playing well, Otto and school?
Oh, sad.
No, I like that.
That's great. I'm just going to... Jesus, everyone was questioning because he wasn't doing that well recently, was he? Well, he hadn't scored in a while.
I thought he was going to do like a,
Who did that? Who was the person?
Eric Dyer.
Shushing the crowd, wasn't
he? But Salah's actually started doing it. Salah doesn't celebrate now.
We discussed that last week.
Oh, did you?
Do they mean the same thing, the hand to the ear and the shirt?
Hand to the ears, you can't.
I mean, technically, they mean the opposite thing.
No, because sometimes it can be like, come on, like, I want to hear you guys sing my name.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it can be that.
Often it's like, I can't hear you because I'm like, I don't know.
No. Well, I guess this is, I can't hear you, this is, I can hear you, but I don't want to hear you.
No, 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 I think behind the ear.
When we're saying this is the pod listeners don't
know. No, I think behind the ear is like, what you're saying, like, you're like, you can't say that anymore, you big old bitch. And like, shh, it's like, shut up, fam. And then like, but then also sometimes it can be like, shh, to the away crowd, when you're shushing, or it can be like, what are you saying now?
I think the shushing is more at the crowd.
You could go for both
at once. Yeah, I think it's normally to the crowd.
You could shush while trying to listen.
Either way,
but yeah, there's lots of nuance to the performances. I can't remember, if I'm honest, exactly how good the goals were, or if they were.
He headed it really hard.
Oh yeah, that was a good header.
Was it as good as Danny Ings' first header?
It was hard.
The header was.
Because those are my favourite kind of goals.
The ball was better for Danny Ings.
He had a lot of space, Jesus, and he just like fucking hit it in. Pickford was shit, wasn't he? He did something shit. His angles when he came out for, because Jesus got played through on a through ball, and Pickford's angles were absolute. Oh, and Mina was shit.
Oh.
Mina was playing Jesus onside by about a metre and a half.
After he gave the ball away.
Yeah. He was playing well onside, and Pickford was shit. And I still actually, unfortunately, think Pickford's actually just a bit of a shit keeper. Sad to say it.
That is sad to hear.
I know, I don't want to say it. I know, but I do just
think that's how most listen to episode.
I apologise to our listeners who joined us because of that episode.
You know, we have 100 listeners.
We got there.
Yeah, we got there.
Who listened to it?
This is actually our 20th, so we need to do something in celebration.
Oh, it's
Should we get naked?
The webcam episode.
Jasper, Watford 2, is it Cardiff? No, Watford 3, Cardiff 2.
Yeah, didn't see any of it, don't talk.
There were some really good goals. Hoylett scored a banger.
They were all bangers.
They were literally every goal was a banger.
Everyone was top bins.
So, Watford 10th place.
Ready for their title push.
Oh yeah, they were supposed to be the title winning team, weren't they?
How many points off the top are they?
They are 19.
How far are Man United?
That's only 7
Manchester
wins.
Manchester United are.
I thought they were 19.
Yeah, they are 19. So Watford are actually 21.
Oh.
Okay, so exactly 7 losses on the bounce from Man City.
But if Jose Mourinho was saying
that, and the rest of
the top four.
But if Jose Mourinho was saying they have a chance of getting top four, then Watford also probably have a chance of getting top four.
Man United are 11 points off
top four.
That is mad.
Really? 11 points
off the top five, even maybe.
No, because Arsenal lost as well.
Because that means two teams.
If that continues in that trend, we're about about half.
Everyone's played everybody. Pretty much.
There'll be 20 points off the top four by the end of the season if that carries on.
You heard it here first. That's why pay good money to get Otto Underscore Wolf on here with his expert statistical knowledge.
the statistician.
That was double.
Sad times for Burnley. Tottenham won. Burnley nil. Johnny, are Burnley going down?
Are they going down? Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, wow. So you're a relegation expert.
So like last minute.
Tottenham are still staying up, right?
I don't know.
Come on, mate. You said they were staying up.
We haven't had a Fulham update for a while, actually. Yeah, do you want to give us one?
I'd love to. Yeah. Maybe should have beaten West Ham, actually.
As in, should have on the evidence of the day, or should
in
have?
In terms of we.
In general.
We missed three clear cut chances in the first 20 minutes.
Who missed them?
Boubacar Kamara, because he's a piece of shit. I hate him. And everyone else seems to like him for some reason.
He's got an incredible name.
He does have a great name. AK47. But he had a one-on-one that he fucked up, and then he had a free header.
Is his number 47?
He chose 47 to AK47. He's such an idiot. But he's just really shit. And that's the issue.
He's just shit.
And it's just like, he's got a lot of like energy, and he runs around a lot, but he's shit.
He did that awful dive, didn't he?
Oh, he's stupid as well. That's another thing. stupid and shit. There's nothing good. So he tries to do like when he had the one-on-one, he tried to do that thing, you know, when you like open up your body but then actually put it in
the worst thing.
But obviously he was so bad at disguising it that the goalkeeper knew exactly what he was going to do.
I think that's Andy Wade, that is generally...
But that's what like, Hazard does that all the time. But Hazard is so good at like angling his body so it looks like it's impossible to then do it. And then
I hate players that don't understand their own ability
and
think they're better than it. Just doesn't
that's what
work.
Happens if it's stupid and you're shit.
Yeah.
Because you think you're better than you are.
So who's another player that's stupid and... who's a player that's stupid and good? Like, Nani.
Yeah. When they go for, like, outside of the...
Trying things, but,
Lukaku?
Like,
no, Lukaku...
At the time, it looked like he was running away from the ball when it got...
I don't know what he was doing.
Because you do that thing where you... You think you're going to get the ball over the top, but they pass to your feet, but you run as if the ball had gone over the top.
Ball was played to him, he like stepped over it and then turned to receive it back, but it had gone straight to Van Dijk. He was like surprised that Van Dijk didn't play him in.
I do feel sort of
worth a try at that point, maybe.
Probably at that point.
I think it's now reached the point where I do feel sorry for him. It's kind of like, you know, because loads of my friends like they've been sharing this video of just. Like 10 minutes of Lukaku taking a first touch and losing the ball. and it's just sad now. I just feel sorry for him.
The thing is, he probably still has quite good goal to game ratio because he was so good.
In the beginning.
Maybe that's just it now.
He's the youngest player to ever reach 100 goals, isn't he?
50, I think.
50, yeah. But still. Oh well.
We should probably talk about Hazard, Johnny. He's back.
He scored, didn't he?
An article in the BBC headline saying, like, is he the most underrated player in the Premier League? And I was like, obviously not.
Yeah, that's stupid, isn't it? Because I think everyone's saying he's the best player in the Premier League at the moment.
And he's just been out for a while.
I didn't see the game. Saw the goal. Sorry.
He took it well. I love when he scores like that.
Yeah.
He's
obviously class, but he just does go for like small patches and just disappear for like either in games or just like three games and he won't do anything. It's weird. I don't really understand.
Also, I thought that like the whole thing was that he was playing well because they're playing him in a slightly deeper position and he could run at players. But now he seems to be back up front again.
I don't know if he was deeper or more central.
He didn't have a good time against Man City, did he? And then even though they won, because
I guess that's the issue.
I thought he did all right. Like last 10 minutes, they just gave it to him. You know, he always gets fouled when he wants to just.
But I guess maybe that's why Chelsea were given more space because they were focusing so much on Hazard.
Well, so maybe it's just a moments of brilliance player. You know, that's just like.
No, he definitely. It's definitely not just like a moment. It's like he's.
Who is a moments of brilliance player?
Giroud.
Yeah, Giroud.
Yeah, he's so good.
And bad.
Probably Aguero, I'd say, as well.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he's like...
He won't do much
in the game, and then he'll score like a couple of goals, and you'll be like, fucking, he's great.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just like, that is okay. Like, that's what I mean. Hazard will routinely link up play, one-twos with, like, Kovacic and stuff like that, whereas,
Aguero will just constantly bang in goals for you.
Yeah, Aguero will, like, somehow always find space. But like, I do feel like he just kind of like
in terms of build up play.
Yeah, he doesn't like add much to the team until the actual finishing touch.
So Newcastle got another win. Salomon Rondon scored.
Solomon.
Nice goal.
Solomon Rondon. Salomon. Salmon.
Salomon Drake. Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about Rondon?
Luke wanted to say something.
Oh, yeah.
Did I? It was a nice goal. Good team goal. Good move. Decent finish.
Ashley gonna sell the club?
Big. That's big for Newcastle.
I think it's they want to get it before the transfer window.
Happen last year.
He said that about a month ago though.
The point is quite hard.
Do you think it's like a market tactic by him?
Well, he's been trying to sell it for years.
Yeah, but do you think that's kind of like
they've got someone who said he wants to buy it.
Really, finally, it's happened. Yeah. But Rondon's only actually on loan
from
West Brom.
What the fuck?
Because I guess if West Brom get promoted, they'll want to keep him.
Really?
And they've got their big black manager who's sexy as hell, and he's doing pretty well for them.
Who's that?
Darren Moore?
Yeah, Moore. He's fucking cool.
He is.
And they're going to get promoted, it looks like.
Crystal Palace won a game, and Zaha didn't play.
That is mantle.
That's mad.
I think that might be the first time since Roy Hodgson has started managing that they've won without Zaha.
Wow. That's a good stat.
But I
it's a made up stat.
Is it? I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure I saw a stat the other week saying that they hadn't won with without Zaha.
Luka Miliovareva.
He is good. He's been good for them. Yeah. He scored a bit of a banger.
Superb strike.
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, they've broken their Zaha curse, says the BBC. They've lost their 13 previous league matches without a talismanic winger.
Southampton are still second bottom there. So they would have been... really needed that win, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. That table is not correct.
Now. They're in 12
That table is not correct. That was an as-it-stood table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was really...
Why do you need that information?
Yeah, that's good, because that's like, it gives you the context for the game. In like 5 years' time, when people look back at the 1-0 win of Crystal Palace over Leicester, they can understand what the thing is.
At the top, it doesn't say 0-0. It says the score when the game was finished.
Yeah, that's because Southampton hadn't played yet. They played on Sunday.
Oh, we're not looking at the Southampton game.
Yeah, we're looking at Southampton.
When this game ended, this is what the table
was. Yeah, that's what it did.
That's a good idea.
Good on your BBC Sport. Can we talk about... Oh, no, actually, we should finish Premier League first.
You want to go Champions League?
I wanted to talk about Messi.
Messi.
Oh,
no. What's happened? Do I not know something?
He scored in last match 3 goals, 2 assists.
Oh, wow. Hasn't he scored...
Fifth best player in the world.
What was it? Him and Messi.
He scored a goal for every position he's behind Modric.
No, three assists. He has now got 20 goals and 10 assists in 19 games.
Him and Suarez have more goals and assists than Real Madrid.
Yeah. No, Messi has more... That was something good like this.
Free kicks one.
Oh, yeah.
We did that last week.
That was a really good one.
We knew.
Thank you for that.
Did I send that to you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. That was a really good one.
I think we should play
the quiz. Well. You want to do quiz already?
Well, before we do, let me remind you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can rate us 5 stars. You can follow us on SoundCloud, where you can join your fellow subscribees.
Do they not have followers? The freedom to rate us anything below 5 stars?
We're the subscribees because we get subscribed.
Let's say.
Moving up in the media world.
Merry Christmas and thank you for following us to Sharon Harris. Are you real? Tweet us. Let us know. We're approaching 1,000 plays in total. Only 35 more to go. This is the part now where we hand over to our expert quiz master, Otto_Wolf, to give us a festive edition of the In Air Plane Repair quiz. Let's play Otto's quiz time.
Can you be a bit more? You guys are going to see the answers. Alright, I'll go on the quiz.
If anyone has any sleigh bells, then bring them to
the end. Are you really ready? Are your phones ready?
It's born ready.
I won't do the question that is not Christmas related. I'll save that for another week.
I like that.
Okay.
Remember Christmas.
Right? So,
how many questions have we got?
We got a lot of questions this week. I thought because it's Christmas, you know, I would do quite a few. This is the end of the
quizzes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the season of quizzes, as we know. So the first one, I was going to do stuff about Boxing Day games, but actually I realised those answers are actually really boring.
The Boxing Day Massacre. Do we all know about that?
That's what I was trying to look for. What's the biggest match? What's the biggest scoreline?
It's when Wednesday beat Sheffield United.
How much?
4-0 about 30 years ago, and the fans sue about every game.
4-0.
So, like, one of the questions was going to be, like, who are the top scorers on Boxing Day? But it's not actually that good of a question.
It's so hard.
It's just like Fowler, Shearer, and Keane, because they're just like... They're just being the Premier League.
That's a solid question.
All right, so my questions, these questions, are about... FC Santa Claus.
Oh.
Fucking
hell. I hope it's a 50-50
one. These are only a few. There are only like 2 or 3.
I'm so upset.
There are questions from everyone. There are better questions than everyone.
Is it like a Spanish team? It's like Santa, well, like Santa Maria.
My first
Santa
question
Claus.
Is, what country are they from?
It's definitely a... What's it called?
Fucking hell.
What's the word?
FC
it's like
Santa Claus.
In Spanish.
Can you give us the continent?
What do you mean the continent?
No. Get out of
fuck
here.
Off, Jasper. Jeez,
scum.
Trying to get an easy ride.
I reckon I know
this.
This
is the Christmas quiz, baby.
You didn't know this.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Yeah, same,
it.
But not...
But I just
because it's like Santa Claus.
FC Sanders.
They definitely got some media attention the other, like, at some point, maybe like 5 years ago, because I knew they existed. That's why I googled them.
Alright.
Mm.
Have you guys all got country?
Yeah.
Let's hear you. Let's hear
I like how we've all written down our one country.
So you don't cheat.
It's Portugal.
Mexico.
I put Mexico.
Put Mexico as well.
They're in Lapland. It's Finland.
I was tempted to just do Finland.
The Finnish, sorry.
Oh, I see, because it's actually where...
Yeah, it's actually in the Arctic Circle.
It's not Spanish, like Santa Claus.
No, it is FC Santa Claus.
Yeah, fairness, we've
been like, done.
So that's why I wanted the continent, because it would ruled out.
I don't think it would be as lame as a thing actually named after Santa Claus.
We were thinking, we were trying to be too clever for
Santa. Yeah.
I think we were just pretty dumb.
But that is what being too clever for your own good is.
Alright, so... the next one, well, there are some other questions about FC Santa Claus. And they were all just kind of like, they'll just be guessing for you guys, so I don't really mind.
Whereas the last one was not a guess at all.
Well, that shouldn't have been a guess, because...
it wasn't, we used logic.
Reason. Alright, so the next one is I searched on YouTube for a video of the best presents to get for a soccer fan. And I found this American kid who gave this really shit video. And I'd like you guys, he actually said it was 5, but it actually ended up being 6. So there are 6 answers.
6 of the ideal.
Yeah, so he's got 6 presents for a soccer fan.
Just you give us one of them and we do the other
5?
No,
I've got loads.
So we get an idea.
I think they like kind of things you'd expect, like...
Of course they'd be going.
What's the budget?
They don't make any sense at all.
Might have just said like chocolate or I don't know.
What's the budget?
I don't know if this really.
What do you mean? So he's a guy.
No, but like, is it true?
What's the budget?
There's some serious differences there.
He's made a YouTube.
Like a signed Messi shirt.
No. So this is like a kid. These are like general presents. He's like an American soccer. He's American. Yeah, that's why it's soccer. Obviously, I couldn't find any English people because English people don't make stupid YouTube videos like that.
For a soccer fan, that changes it.
And he was quite annoying.
Is it 5?
6, actually.
6.
The YouTube video was titled 5, but he extra one for no apparent reason. He got to the end of his list and then he was like,
I've got no idea what you're going to say in a minute.
How much time
do
you have to think of these things?
How many have you got there?
2.
Come on, keep going.
Jesus,
it's hard.
Well, like, yeah, I've got
6. I'm trying to get myself in the mind of a little fat American.
Jasper's got 6.
Okay, I've got 6.
All I can think of is obvious things, but I've got no idea whether this
is...
When did this video come out?
What?
When was this video made?
It was quite recent. The camera quality was good.
So, like, not around the South
iPhone
Africa
5.
No, it wasn't the movie you say that.
I need a couple more minutes.
Wait, when did you say this came out?
When, I don't know. The camera quality was quite good. I didn't look at that.
Pretty good.
It wasn't early days of YouTube. This is the days when, you know, just a quick stat that's not football related. 80% of kids now say they want to grow up to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I know that.
80%?
That's crazy, isn't it?
80% of anything is...
I mean, how do you get these stats anyway? It's probably bullshit, but like, still, right?
Probably start.
Even if it's just a little bit true, that's mad.
Yeah, they all watch YouTube.
It's just it's the newest form of big celebrity, isn't it, really?
Yeah. But like, but when we were young, it wasn't like we all wanted to be... Maybe we did.
No, because when you're like 13, you don't know where you want to be, so you would say footballer or...
Yeah, that's true, YouTuber.
No, it's a bit dead. It's like, I want to be like an astronaut, you know?
A fireman.
Now I just want to be a... What is even a YouTuber? I mean, like,
you know, because most YouTubers, when they don't actually have something about their channel, all their videos are just about how they're going to make a video in a couple of days' time.
About something, yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I got up today, got some food, I'm just going to, like, you know, planning my video for next week, and it's just like...
I wanted to be a podcaster.
Did you?
My dreams come
true. Oh, here you are, Jasper. Your dreams
when you were 13.
No, I was 13.
Yeah.
Are you guys all done now?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you want to do it? Do you want to read out yours and I'll tell you if you're right? But the thing is, they're not like... I feel like if you get it the right ballpark...
We should all read them out and then you should read out the winners.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we're all going to be like, oh, I also picked that.
I quite like...
No, but if I read them out... Yeah, okay.
I got scarf.
I got scarf.
I didn't get scarf.
Oh, scarf is not right.
Football shirt.
I got that.
Johnny, did you get
sleeveless sloth soccer team shirt.
What? sleeveless.
He's American, you know.
They still have sleeves.
No, but you know that's what they wear. Like they have like messy.
But like a replica shirt, you know. Like
when you said if you get it in the right ballpark, that is.
Yeah, I was going to be like because one of the things he said was any kind of kit. But yeah. like football shirt. But I don't know if Johnny
gets that. Nobody plays football in sleeveless.
Sometimes you see people training in sleeveless.
Yeah, that's like in America.
I've been to America.
All right, I'm just gonna give that to Jasper, Thomas, and Johnny. I'm gonna, everyone but Johnny.
Yeah, thank you.
Season ticket?
No, they don't do season tickets in America.
Should I put tickets?
No, they don't do that. No. All right. Thomas is still doing his.
Soccer ball.
I got football.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give you that.
Football, I've got football as well. mini football. Mini football.
No.
Oh, small ball.
No. All right, keep going.
I got one of those fingers, like a fan finger.
Nah. You really went on the American route, yeah.
Thank you. I also got chocolate.
Nah. Jasper?
I got chocolate footballs.
I've got football boots.
No.
Fuck off.
Yeah, they like football, they've already got football boots.
Shin pads? Who wants shin pads?
They're press fans.
Come on. This is a soccer fan who doesn't obviously actually... Well, he does play football. He does play football.
Have you seen his other videos?
Book of football songs.
That's very good. That's a good joke.
That is a very American thing. That is very American.
The football hymn.
What was that American one where they gave out song sheets before the game? One of the charts was like, "We don't give a crud." Like,
But it wasn't on his list.
No, it wasn't. Are you done?
How they know?
I say socks?
No, but
oh, I was asking socks.
Johnny,
I got soccer hat.
Nope.
I also got football swing ball, you know, like, no
way. What the fuck?
You know, it's like swing ball, but instead it's like a football thing, and you're
attached
like,
to what?
like a something that goes round, and you can like pass it to.
Like a I want to give it to you.
To a string.
Don't give it to
I want to give
him.
It to you.
Touch your foot, mate. What is it?
It's like this. He said this thing where you have a football. You would like attach this thing around your waist.
That's
kind
of
just some elastic.
You
would
have seen
it. I'm Johnny, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you.
Where he doesn't get the point, but he gets a little note by his name.
No, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, Johnny, I'm gonna give it to you.
Football swing ball.
Ridiculous.
And what else?
I also, because it's like classic, but then this is probably more for the soccer mum.
Yeah.
But an orange harbour. Because when their kid's playing football, they can just get in there.
Do you mean a knife?
Presence, isn't it? It's like,
somebody, there's definitely an invention of like this thing you put it on top of your orange and then like your orange.
It's
like,
called a knife.
No, but it'd be like circle with like a blade inside. Inside. All right, is that everything, Johnny?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Luke.
Well, I looked at magazine.
No.
And football like trading cards.
No.
Oh,
yeah. So, the other ones were. Like a skills thing, you know, the thing where you put it on the goal and then you can only get top bins or bottom bins.
See, this isn't really. I'm confused because. It's not all fan stuff, is it?
It's what the video was.
Alright.
He doesn't make the rules. Yeah.
And the other thing was cleaning kit for boots.
Boring.
One of those ladder things you lay down on the floor to practice your footwork.
Ladders.
I didn't make the video, mate. Come on, you take it over there. A soccer rebound goal. So it's like a goal where kick onto the thing and then bounce it back.
Oh, no,
really.
Yeah.
How is that different to like a wall?
Yeah,
it's nice and springy. Yeah,
it's springy. It's springy. And yeah, so there, good work, guys. One other video I went on was also top five, but I'm only going to give you the top one. It was Goal, you know the magazine?
Oh, yeah.
They have a
shitty
YouTube channel, had about 700 views.
I said magazine.
No,
this is another video. They had five. The top four were really boring, they were like boots and shit. But what was their number one gift?
For a football fan.
For a football fan. Like, so this is like, so this is like a mum or like a wife or like a partner or like, you know, giving it to them.
So it's not going to be a football shirt because it's going to be dumb, isn't it?
No, it's number one.
Which year was this?
Very recent. 2020, this year. I'll give you 20.
What was this in, sorry?
Goal, you know the magazine, they have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They this is their number one gift for a football
fan. This is a magazine aimed at like 6-year-olds, right?
Yeah, okay. No, but also not really anymore because like...
Oh, maybe, I know what it is.
Is everybody a 6-year-old?
I right.
In terms of their attention. This is seriously...
So
is it, has no one said it yet? Or is
this is a whole new question. Oh, it could be the same as the last
one. Yeah, that's what I mean. Has it been said in the previous one?
I don't know.
He said it's for a twat.
Yeah, this is somebody, like, this is like if you're looking for a present to buy like your son, someone or like, you know, what's the best present?
Your son who plays football?
Or who likes? Probably just a sponsorship deal, isn't it? What is it? Product placement.
You know,
aluminium grade football boots.
One of them I went on and it was a sponsorship deal and I didn't use that one because I didn't want to, you know, give them the satisfaction.
Can I tell you mine?
Yeah, you go for it.
A subscription to Goal Magazine.
Oh no. Good idea.
Yeah, I was thinking something like that.
Jasper?
Like, just...
Jesus, Jasper.
Some kind of book.
Even if that was the answer, I wouldn't give it to you. That was
so winner is.
It's Jasper with
some kind of... Oh, it's a shit question. These are shit questions.
Ooh. Football hand warmers.
No.
Just say football show, Luke. You've got the points.
No, it's not.
Oh, this is a fully sized football pitch for them just for themselves.
No, tickets to go see Barcelona.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, so I said tickets earlier.
That's all right, last question. All
right. Would you have accepted tickets or only for
no, tickets for Barcelona?
We've got more questions.
Last question.
Yeah.
So I looked up the price of the Christmas jumpers from Arsenal, Chelsea, City, Liverpool, Man United. Just give me the most. Two teams had a joint most expensive, and one team was the cheapest. Who has the cheapest Christmas jumper and the most expensive?
Are we doing expensive?
It's all the top six teams apart from Tottenham, because Tottenham suck at us and nobody likes Tottenham.
So, what are we picking here?
Who has the most expensive and least expensive
but
Christmas
jumper?
But there's two most expensive. They both have the most expensive.
Oh, but it's like, take off how rich their fans are.
Actually, yeah,
it's a difficult one to be fair.
I've got an answer.
This has been a low scoring week, guys. So far, you've all got 1 point.
Actually.
Yeah. This is it, it's make or break this
I really could have gained points for football shit.
So we get two guesses for the top one one for the lowest. Yeah.
Oh, we get two guesses for the top one.
Well, because there's
two answers.
Do we get a point if one
so
of them's right?
3 points up for grabs.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 points up for grabs.
I got mine.
All right, that's him.
Arsenal and Chelsea most expensive.
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. No changing your answer.
No.
Shall I just read them out?
I got Man U cheapest.
Nope.
Oh dear.
Man United and Liverpool most expensive.
Okay, bullshit!
Not Man U.
That's who's got what?
I got Liverpool and
Man U.
That's all of you got one.
Yeah.
And
that's why one arm was raised. Not
this. The lowest one is kind of a bit tricksy because it was actually joint highest, but then they decided to do a 50% off.
You are fucking
kidding. That is definitely we supported
Chelsea.
I
don't
know.
No, Chelsea.
I saw a day at point then.
Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I got Chelsea too.
I don't care, mate. I don't think you're going to cheat. you don't show me your phone. No. Sorry, yeah, but Chelsea.
I got Chelsea.
Yeah, nice.
I got Chelsea as well. Yeah,
that's the cheapest.
Well, most expensive.
No, it's cheapest. Chelsea
you said it was most expensive.
But then it was cheapest.
Oh, then it was cheap. Okay.
I thought
so that took it to that.
Yeah, yeah. It went all the way from most expensive.
I thought you were counting one as both. Because I have Chelsea's most expensive.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Well, it's not, Luke.
How has Jasper still gained points on everyone in this?
Wait, no, Jasper only got one this round. No, Jasper
only got two. I got Chelsea and Man United.
Did you put Chelsea at the bottom?
Yeah.
Really, Jasper? Yeah. That's crazy.
Is that?
So you wouldn't have given me that point.
So City was the most, the average.
Man City would have been the cheapest if Chelsea weren't having a 50%
sale. How much are they?
Well, Chelsea's was £30, now £15. Liverpool and Man United both £30. Arsenal, £24.50. And City, £20. Because City always do that. City are like, because they're so rich, they do that thing where they like do
a discounts on their Christmas jumpers.
Because City always like pay for loads of their fans to travel and shit.
Yeah.
Because their fans just can't be asked.
Yeah, because they've got shit fans, so they need people to come go away.
Alright. Nice. Is that the end of the group?
Well, I guess so.
Give us that one question that wasn't a Christmas one.
No, he's saving that for another week.
Well, we can find more.
It's very capable.
Yeah, it's very difficult to find quiz questions.
Yeah, this guy's...
It was who are the top three... Well, if I tell you now, then we don't do it.
Yeah. Well,
you... Do you want to just decide? Do you want an overtime and some extra questions? There'll be 9 points up for grabs.
Oh, no, thanks.
10 points up for grabs.
No, I'll save it. Go and say it.
I'm sure the listeners have already had just the perfect amount of...
So are we going to have more Christmassy questions next week?
Well, it depends if we do another podcast, I guess.
Okay, because I was about to give away all the Christmas-related revision I've been doing, but I'm not going to if it's coming up next week.
For the quiz.
Yeah, it really backfired, didn't it? Just in like the half an hour while I was waiting for you guys, I was like, better look up.
What were you doing? How were you revising?
Just having a look at what? Well, I'm not telling you in case
Christmas
comes up.
Christmas on the 25th of December.
It's not going to come up. What did you Google?
I'm not telling you.
I promise you, it's not going to come up.
I looked up all the teams that were top at Christmas and didn't win the league.
That's a good question.
You sat there and thought
I can tell you all of them.
That's completely pathetic. I like that. That
would have been a really good quiz.
It would. And I would have been fucking laughing at it.
Tell us.
So Liverpool in 13-14. Liverpool were top of Christmas in 2013-14.
Oh, 2013. I thought you said
1913. No.
Were you just going to sit there and really get everything right for the first time ever?
Yeah, I'm not about to question it.
No, I
remembered it like it was yesterday.
If it had come up, I would have just sat here really smug and been like, yeah,
Yeah, but look, do you ever have had it fishing that you never get any answers
fishing
right?
I did my homework, you know.
Is it not allowed
that Jasper just knows more about football?
You can't, like, yeah, that's not allowed.
Is it not allowed?
Yeah.
I guess the question didn't come up to it, isn't it?
Yeah, so
that was not a big week compared to last week. Barely any change.
Yeah.
Jasper increased his lead slightly. Luke and Johnny both got the same number of points again, as they always do.
What a battle this
three
is going to be.
3 points apart, as always. Luke, why don't you make some quiz questions at some point?
Yeah, well, now I've...
Maybe come up with the idea for the quizzes, but don't look at the answers and then send them out. You're much better at that.
That was a great
question.
That was a really good question. I think your fault there was thinking that I would come up with such an interesting question.
Oh, no. There's 12 different teams out of the 24 years since...
That's all 12.
When I tried...
Name all of them.
Okay, so it's Liverpool 13-14. Liverpool 8-9. Arsenal 7-8. Man United 3-4. Arsenal 2-3. Newcastle.
You've got every single one. Because I've already gone something like, oh, just name four. And you go, no. Every single one.
Can we get a point if we guess the year?
Also,
as well?
The way that I tried to come up with quiz questions, I just typed in football and Christmas.
Anyway.
So your
Newcastle,
research.
2001-2002. Leeds, 1999-2000. Aston Villa.
Is your memory this good? How many times did you say?
Is this a prime example?
About half an hour. You guys were late to come and pick me up, so I was just sat there.
Wow.
Man United.
Right now, but it hasn't.
Man United, 97-98. Liverpool, 96-97. Newcastle, 95-96. And Norwich, 92-93.
I think Luke should get a point, you know.
Yeah, give him a point.
No, I don't think Luke should get
a point. I'll put it in brackets.
But he did prepare for a question.
You have a good goal up,
and I'm never going to be able to forget that now. I'm just going to remember that for the rest of my life.
I'm just going to put in, is a cheating nerd, in the brackets.
Tune in next
this
time.
This is why you don't give away the theme of the quiz before the quiz, because otherwise you get nerds like Luke trying to beat
you.
Fucking nerd.
Tune in next time for more Hodder's Quiz Time.
Oh, play the Champions League anthem before we go into the Champions League section.
Or play the Match of the Day theme tune before we talk about the highlights we've watched.
So it was the draw for the last 16 of the UEFA Champions League this day.
Tough draw for Arsenal.
Jasper, what's your standout tie of the round?
Liverpool by Munich. Just.
What about PSG versus somebody? Man United.
Man United is shit. Tottenham, Dortmund will be a lot of fun.
I've only asked you for your favourite, so that's just
right.
If you're suffering from narcolepsy, I would recommend watching Juventus Atletico because that's going to be a boring old match.
Yeah, it will be, but I'm also
tactical masterclass.
Yeah. Forgot about that one.
I can't wait to watch that. It's going to be great.
I love Champions League.
You love Champions League.
I love it.
Is this the best round?
Although the thing about the quarters is you will get like one of which game is it?
Roma Porto.
Is it a draw each round?
Roma beat Barcelona. Good.
Is it a draw each round, or can you work out the route to the final now?
No, a draw each round.
It's a draw each round.
Luke, Manchester United.
they just draw them out anyway.
Manchester United, Paris Saint Germain.
Yeah.
How do you see that one going?
Badly.
No, you might have sacked Mourinho by then.
Oh, well, it's
been quite a while.
Turn it around.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Skid.
Yeah, it's gonna, I predict 4-1 to Man U, an absolute Zidane master.
So what you're saying is it's going to become mathematically impossible for Man United to qualify for next season's Champions League by the time they play PSG.
Well,
that's the only time they're going to sack him, isn't it?
Well, wasn't the original plan for you guys?
I guess it can't become mathematically impossible because they could always just win the Champions League until they play PSG.
I think there's an assumption in the Man United hierarchy they're not going to win the Champions League.
But maybe I thought the plan was to actually win the Europa League and qualify for Champions League that way. So actually, there was an issue.
Yeah, they ruined it.
You shouldn't have qualified.
Yeah, when you beat Young Boys.
Yeah, it's such an idiot. That's why. Oh yeah, that's why he threw this joke. Yeah. Oh, he made this joke.
Zidane's won 3 out of 3 Champions Leagues, hasn't he?
Yeah,
it's gonna be 4 out of 4. Wow. He's gonna have won 4 in 3 years of management.
He already did that. He already won 3 and 2.
Yeah, but he's gonna. Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, but he's gonna come in half a year with Man U to even his half a year.
So, Johnny, you're a fan.
I am.
If you were a Liverpool fan,
yeah.
People have been saying, like, you know, Man City are going to take their eye off the league because they've got to win the Champions League, which I think is bollocks. If you're a Liverpool fan, would you rather win the Champions League or the league?
I think if I was a Liverpool fan, I think the league is such a big thing for them, isn't it? Because it just hasn't happened.
As we see, they've been top at Christmas 3 times and have not won it.
So exactly. So
I think the league would be
lose
more...
To Wolves,
you're
going to
bring that stuff every week forever now, aren't you?
I think the league must be more of a... It's just something they haven't done.
Yeah.
you feel better at the end of the season.
But yeah, but I also
you get
think
to be champions for a long time.
You get to be champions.
Because that's what Zidane was saying. Zidane was saying he wanted to win the league, didn't want to win the Champions League.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. What about...
I suppose they've got Bayern Munich at a decent time, though.
I was looking...
But they're picking up, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
All the Bayern Munich fans were like... All the top fans, they were all just being like, oh, fuck, we've got Liverpool. They're not looking forward to it.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? Like,
I suppose
out of the teams that came second. Yeah.
Also, they know that Klopp knows how to beat Munich as well.
Yeah, but the last time they played Klopp in a Champions League final.
Yeah.
Arjen Robben will still be playing. So will Ribery.
Arjen Robben's finally leaving Bayern Munich this season.
Yeah.
He's done.
Where's he going?
I think he's probably... I mean, he's like 80 years old now.
Alright, so let's just do a quick fire. Like, I'm going to go around, say a tie, and then tell me he's going to go through to the quarterfinals.
So no, it's right. Real simulation.
Schalke against Man City.
Man City.
Atletico Madrid, Juventus.
Juventus.
Oh,
Man United, Paris Saint-Germain.
Well, Zidane.
Tottenham against Dortmund.
Dortmund.
I'm going to do Lyon Barcelona. I'm going to have Barcelona. Roma against Porto.
Roma.
Ajax Real Madrid.
Ajax.
Whoa.
Real Madrid are shit.
Ajax.
Also, did you
Daley Blind scored a hat trick?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Scored
Ajax,
such
Ajax
shit
won 8-0 in the Dutch league at the weekend.
Also Real Madrid before both ties against Ajax, they're playing Atletico the weekend before, and then they're playing Barcelona the weekend before.
Ooh.
Liverpool by me.
Knowledge.
Let's go with Liverpool.
Right.
We've all just said the really obvious answers, haven't we?
Well, I mean, I've quite enjoyed Ajax.
Leon Bart, you know,
Zidane.
Leon nearly beat City in both games. Like,
yeah, they did. They were pretty good.
Barcelona will wreck them.
They won't.
Messi's got on fire in his belly now that he's only been said. Now that he's been called fifth best in the world.
Yeah, he's angry. Shit.
And Suarez is finally back because he was shit for about a year.
And Dembele looks pretty good.
But Dembele's attitude is all wrong, you know. Now he gets fined every time he turns off his phone.
Apparently.
Turns off his phone?
Yeah, because that's why, because he kept being late for training. Oh no, he didn't turn up for training because he was playing like.
He was gaming.
Yeah, he's the new COD or something like that.
Gaming addiction, they think.
Yeah.
And he eats a load of junk food. But apparently, before the Spurs game, in front of the whole squad, he like apologised for all his behaviour and said he's going to sort himself out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the type of thing. I do that every night. Like. Before I go to sleep.
To who?
Tomorrow's the big the day.
To your whole family.
To the Barcelona squad.
I'm going to become a professional footballer. I'm going to train. I won't disappoint you guys.
I'm back on my game.
Yeah. this is slight change of topic here, but obviously Spurs escaped to win against Burnley.
Yeah.
I read an article in The Guardian in which... they interviewed a Spurs fan who said you could smell the atmosphere in the new Spurs field.
Oh.
Do you think you can smell atmosphere?
Yes. Atmosphere is not a one sense thing.
Yeah,
know?
That's big time.
It's like, well, you really have 17 senses, so it's probably every single one of them.
Because it's on the same, it's the same.
It's every single one of your senses.
You have 17 senses.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Like this one sense where you close your eyes and move your arm and you still know where it is.
That's called proprioception.
Yes, it is.
I've been reading a thing recently about how too much emphasis is put on sight. And so I think, you know, it's good that we're finally expanding.
Did you see that video of the blind Liverpool fan?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, he was in the stadium and he celebrated and it went viral, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Well, because there's a thing. So have you seen it before? When fans are blind, they can, like, basically, they put their hands on, like, a... kind of like, what's that thing called where you can hear, when you can read stuff with your
Braille.
So it's like a Braille pitch, and then somebody else moves their hands around so they can know where the ball is and where the players are and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's quite cool.
But I think it's true, like, yeah, if a blind fan is going for the atmosphere of the game,
they smell it.
Then
it's definitely in all of your 17 senses.
Yeah.
What about blind and deaf man? They just use just smell.
Yeah.
Oh no, and all the
they've still got 15 senses left. Yeah,
taste is basically smell.
Yeah.
14
Right, so you're saying we have 17, blind but then you're death. Reducing to smell.
And then they got the smell.
You've got a lot of senses to make
Oh, smell. 15 including smell.
Yeah.
Do you really have 17 senses, or is that a joke?
I think it's one of my facts, but is it really true?
No, but is that what some people say?
That's what I might have read at one point.
That's so amazing. Are we going to do one next week? Because if we're not going to do one next week, we need to review the season.
We could even do a Boxing Day as well. Oh, you mean a podcast?
We're all here, aren't we? It's
Christmas Day Tuesday.
This is great listening for us.
Oh, it's really close to Christmas.
Yeah, it is really good. We could do, and we haven't done it yet, a review of our predictions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking we were going to do.
You know, and then we can review our review at the end of the season.
I feel like we can.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk about the
fixtures. When are we going to do it next week, though?
The fixtures.
Should we get a best bits?
No, Christmas we don't have any. Who's going to do that?
Tom?
That's absolutely... I could barely bring myself to name the podcast. Right. So
you
next
week...
such
a doozy last week.
We've got some really exciting fixtures next week. It's actually quite dead week.
No, I've realised there's no good fixtures until...
Yeah.
Arsenal, Man City.
Yeah.
No, Arsenal, Man City. Liverpool, Man City, like January 3rd or something.
True.
Thanks,
agree.
The Premier League always delivers, though.
Of course, best league in the world. Like, exactly. We'll get so many shocks in that time.
Wolves against Liverpool Friday night.
Well, that's going to be a big game for Liverpool.
You want to come around and watch the match?
Liverpool?
Yeah.
It's an invitation to all of our listeners.
Yeah, I'll come around.
On the road.
If you pay me enough money on Patreon, then you can.
Yeah, what's the...
That's on top this.
Imagine that. Just getting strangers.
They can come around and watch the game with us.
What's your address?
I'm not giving my address out on this pod. We have 13 subscribers.
Right. And a lot of Russians.
It's not like I don't want you to come round.
45 Langley Close, big party tomorrow night.
It's not 45 though, is it?
Yeah, I can't remember.
You don't know my address?
I know what it is.
The thing is, these guys should already know my password to a lot of one of my personal So that's it, you know, just go back and re-listen to all the episodes.
What Easter eggs we give away Johnny's personal information?
Okay.
Maybe that could be one of our Patreon tiers. Get Johnny's password.
Get Johnny's medical records.
Get Johnny's mum's maiden name. £20 a week.
Live.
Johnny, that's why we don't have any subscribers. Just giving it away.
Newcastle against Fulham.
Big game. Big game. Season defining, I'd say.
Well, it could be.
Because the thing is, you know, as I always say, we're a second half of the season team, but at some point we've got to start building up towards that.
It's not. No, just switch it on.
Do we just. Because I don't think it's just like.
A big New Year's resolution.
Because I think the second half of the season isn't just a binary, just like we were shit and now we're good. I think you have to build up to being good. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen at some point.
Luke.
Apparently we're going to buy. Oh, sorry.
No, perfect.
Apparently we're going to buy Danny Drinkwater and.
Oh, that's exactly the kind of player you need.
Someone else. Cahill.
Oh, Cahill.
We want him at Wednesday because he's a Wednesday fan.
How old is he?
Like shit.
Yeah, but like, wait, that's what you need when your defence is shit.
I was like Terry coming into Villa.
Yeah, our defence is shit.
Yeah.
Rangers, top of the league. Steven Gerrard said he was not interested that they were top of the league.
Oh, well. I think that's probably why you never won a league.
So,
I feel like he should get sacked as manager for that guy. To know this,
that
he doesn't even care.
That's just, it's like when, like, you know, it's like a no, boys, no, I don't care. We're just gonna go out back. That's so stupid. They just say shit, they were just saying shit. So good. I did like the thing that Klopp said when he got asked about Pogba.
Oh, yeah.
You see, when he was like, oh, you wouldn't ask Mourinho about Wijnaldum.
Which is the Scottish team, though, that could be like the Scottish Leicester? Is it them?
Hearts.
Is it Hearts?
What's going to be their shit?
They were top before Rangers went and won.
Let's be honest, though, they're like
around them within like the same.
I think when you talk about the Scottish Leicester, you should instead call it like the Scottish like Crawley Town. Like,
yeah, you know, but it's like, have never done it.
No, like, you know, like, you know, there's that team that got promoted from the conference and then straight away got promoted to League One the next
season.
Yeah, Stevenage. Yeah, it's like the Scottish Stevenage. Like, you're not giving the Leicester title.
No, but you've got to think about the achievement relative to the club, because it might.
That's what I mean.
It might even be more of an achievement to go straight from the conference to League to.
Actually, Leicester did a Stevenage.
Well, because the gap between the conference and League Two is mighty.
You've got a lot of semi-pros in the conference.
So is the gap between Kilmarnock and Celtic as big as it is between Crawley and the top of League One?
I think we should leave that to our listeners.
Alright.
Stevenage in League One.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard because the top of the conference is basically the same as the bottom of League Two.
Yeah, but that's kind of how league systems work.
It's hard.
That's the whole point of promotions and relegations.
When you're at the top, the only team above you, you know, the first team above you.
The difference between Kilmarnock and Celtic.
Good pronunciation, though.
And Stevenage and the rest of League Two. It's about similar.
You know, the Championship?
I know, yeah.
Should Wednesday sack their manager?
Yeah, they should get Jakubovic.
5 points off bottom three.
They should get Jakubovic.
We should, but
Jakubovic, I can't even say it.
Jukanovic.
How do you convince Zidane. A man like him to come?
How do you convince
Fulham managed it? You must know what.
I can't remember how we did it, but I think it was some good chats, some good beer.
Some cash dollar.
Bit of
Serbian.
Dollar.
We're
so shit.
No, but he didn't have a lot of dollar in Championship.
Okay.
I think what they promised him when he came to Fulham, they were like, if you get us promoted, we'll give you loads of money. But if you don't, you know, but, so like, he knew he had something to aim for. I don't know. Because he, the reason he left Watford, because he left Watford after promoting them. He didn't get sacked, he just left.
Yeah.
And that was because they didn't give him enough money.
Board, didn't he? Yeah.
Which was pretty bizarre.
Do you think Steven Gerrard was maybe offered like a top Championship side, like, with the potential of winning the league? And he was just like, not interested.
That's Frankie Lampard's fifth.
Derby? They're doing well. They are doing well.
Yeah.
Leeds are back on top.
Yeah, and Norwich, fucking hell, they're second.
But I think
Jordan Rhodes, we've given them on loan.
This is scraping the barrel.
Championship
is the most competitive league in the world. Apart from when Wolves.
Luke, how are you feeling about? Did I ask you about Man United? Cardiff?
No, you started to.
I'm going to finish asking you about Cardiff Man United.
These terms of the classic. Gonna scrape a one all comment.
No, I'm gonna
do your thing.
Yeah, fucking smash it.
Yeah. Thing,
predictable joke.
That's
what's funny the first time, maybe what's also the second time.
I would say Luke provides consistent humour on this podcast.
With the same joke.
We're an easy to please car. Come on, Luke, do it.
He's fallen to pieces. We've cracked him.
Come on, Luke.
Well, Cardiff in the league.
Near the bottom.
19, 18.
Yeah, we should do them. I think home or away.
At Cardiff.
Ooh, that makes a
difference. Great for one of them. I'm trying so hard. Be great.
Say it.
Fellaini, 19 minute header, come on.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Tell you what could be a good game, Jasper Kawaja. West Ham United against Watford. What a cracker that.
West Ham Watford battle of the W's, yeah.
Is that a six-pointer?
Yeah,
that's
West Ham.
That's what they call it. The famous battle.
West Ham are good to watch these days, aren't they, under Pellegrini? I quite like watching.
Yeah.
And Watford, yeah, also Troy Deeney, say no more.
Oh, look at that. Both
Troy Deeney's fun
on.
To watch.
Whoa. Before I
calm down now. Don't go saying anything so regret.
Before I asked you about the Watford West Ham game, I should have told you that they're both on 24 points and they've both got 25 goal. No, they both conceded 25 goals.
So it's see a six that. Pointer. See, you don't see. You don't think of it, but that's game of the weekend for me.
What about Everton?
What do you mean? Who isn't?
Oh, that's game of the weekend.
How is nobody thinking of the battle of the W's as the game of the weekend?
I don't know. On a weekend.
Who will take the right?
Instead of the week.
Take bracket rights.
Who will take the title of greatest W? Of Watford and Wolves.
West Brown.
No, that's the battle of the WBs.
Is it time to wrap this up?
No, we're
on fire.
This is gold, mate. We got gold.
I don't know if it fits in the gossip session or the investigation. The investigation section.
Bad boys.
I just saw a clip. You know, Ronaldo scored a penalty.
Yeah.
And then he like ran into the goalkeeper of the opposition, and he got booked.
Is that like on FIFA where you're trying to like remember like the buttons to press to do a celebration? You're not really watching where the player's going. You're just like sprinting.
But it's
into
like
the, net
the keepers are one saying, no, he definitely like barges into him. And I just wondered whether anyone had investigated this for themselves.
I'd seen like one of those clickbait articles on Facebook that said, has Ronaldo gone too far with this celebration? But I'm not giving them my clicks. Yeah. So
good on you, mate. Good on you, mate.
Actually, about the rules. You know how Mane pushed Lukaku offside?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a foul?
Wow.
It's the fact that Lukaku took the biggest swing and a miss. The real foul.
I thought he was so far away from it, he didn't interfere. Like,
Alisson was pretty lucky in goal on that occasion because he just... straight up left.
Yeah, Alisson's pretty shit then.
No, but was it like he's...
Just but the thing is, it's quite difficult for Alisson.
No, I don't think he knew. He didn't look that upset
by it. He went and he just picked
it up. He looked upset and then he was calmed by the whistle.
Emotional expert? Did you see any emotion?
It's just Alisson's
display.
When Lukaku swung and missed that, Alisson legitimately failed to save that ball.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. Because he would have like gone to one foot because he was expecting the Lukaku hit.
That's awful goalkeeping in itself. But he's so Lukaku to kick the ball.
because if you're expecting Lukaku to hit it, then you're going for the save on that.
Yeah, it was joking.
I have one for you. So at the weekend, my brother was involved in a pretty feisty.
No way.
Tie.
To get into a fight?
No. It's just some. The opposing manager got sent off for abusing the referee. An opposition player was given a yellow card for a two-handed push on another player. The ball's not in play. How do you feel about that?
It's very hard having not seen the push.
Yeah.
But
you do know it was both hands.
It was really hard.
Did he push the other player over?
Nearly.
No, it wasn't that hard.
I think that's a yellow. Also,
push always looks less worse than...
Less worse.
Like... a headbutt, even though it could be a lot harder than, you know, when they put a tiny little head in. Why is it headbutt?
Obviously
just
it looks
like,
worse. No, I agree with you.
Give headbutts a fair chance.
Like, Johnny agrees with me.
What are you asking for here? To have headbutts reduced?
No, believe that, I agree with you entirely. Because
if you touch someone with your head, it's an instant red, no matter how hard it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but isn't that just kind of like...
Wait, no, isn't it if you touch their head?
Yeah.
If you just give it a little... Is that red?
I don't think that's allowed.
Just a little nudge on the shoulder.
If I fell down... crying, you'd get a red card.
Yeah, you would.
And they'd be like,
I don't know if you would.
I think it's about their head, not your head.
This isn't even my opinion, but
You know, if you spit on someone, you get a big old ban.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you did a horrible leg breaking challenge, you just get 3 matches.
It depends on the situation.
Break their leg. They're
no,
out
no.
For 9 months.
Do get bigger bans if the challenge was really reckless.
No, I don't think you do.
The thing is, a reckless challenge is like.
I think it's just a straight red.
You still say that you're trying to get the ball in a
yeah.
tackle. A spit, you don't have that. On
no, but sometimes horrible challenges, they go on with 2 feet too.
Yeah, yeah. But I think.
Well, you can tweet us that part of the pundits. Is a spit worse than a leg break?
Could you say you were trying to affect play with the spit? You were trying to like lubricate the ball a little bit so it's skidding
really
up.
It's really gross though, isn't it?
It's spitting on someone.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
So I think we need to take the stigma away from spitting and bring it back into the mainstream.
I was driving my car the other day. And
Jamie
driver
Carragher.
Spat at my car.
No.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Jamie Carragher.
Well, I was coming down to the roundabout, like, if you were a roundabout. I was doing like 40, maybe should be doing 50, but I'm quite conscious because of my speeding tickets.
Fucking legend over here.
No, it's really not. I was pushing the roundabout and this guy was like right up behind me, like, you know. And then we came around the roundabout, pulled up at the lights, and he kind of came around like angry, like, vroom, vroom, put his window down, was like saying something. And he spat at my car.
Did you give him like a.
I was like, you know, give him a thumbs up. And it was also kind of like a scared, happy
was
wave.
That before he spat?
Thank you.
Thanks for your constructive criticism of my
driving. Yeah, well, I guess that can conclude this week's.
You know, I've actually got gossip, which I'm not allowed to say.
What?
I'm not allowed to broadcast it.
What? Like, you can't say it.
Surely, what?
Yeah, I know, we're going to...
Oh, you're going to tell us afterwards?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, no.
I've just turned the podcast off.
Football gossip.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, fucking...
Wait, I don't understand why you can't... How can you do that to our listeners?
Because my inherited cousin works for Sky and has some inside news.
Let's leave it to
you guys later.
All right,
this is the kind of thing where you should have like said I've heard from an anonymous source.
Yeah.
Idiot. Well, we can just cut that bit out of the podcast.
I'll bleep
no
that.
One listens to this.
Yeah, no, but that's like
really?
Yeah, no, tell
the
me.
Problem is if I mess this up, he's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So it's just not worth it. Yeah.
Have you turned off?
All right, so
oh, not yet.
I can only be bothered to say one more. I'm not going to say goodbye anyway. So let's say a fond Merry Christmas goodbye to Jasper Kawaja.
Goodbye.
Let's say. Luke.
Yes?
I was going to try some kind of away in a manger pun. Like, I hope you rest your sweet head or something tonight. I don't know, goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Johnny, farewell.
See ya.
Otto_Wolf, it's been lovely seeing you.
Goodbye.
Alright, I can only be able to say one more sentence, and that sentence contains a Michael Owen quote, and that Michael Owen quote is...
You shouldn't have been
Steve. What about the ref? I think... No,
what
yeah, that's the
a one. Shot that's completely unstoppable, but the keeper's got to do better for me.
You already done that one.
To score goals in this league, you need players who can score goals.
I thought you were going to say one.
Thomas, you're burning.
Oh no, sorry. Well, you didn't really. You didn't
what?
Really.
What?
I wasn't getting enough lols for the
right,
first.
I'll laugh
one,
big
so.
Time.
Give a bit of presentation as well. Come on.
I remember there was one time he said,
put an accent on, like this weird.
Like a game of chess. It's all about aggression.
Okay, fine.
To be fair, that kind of makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
You can have aggressive.
Yeah, you can have aggressive chess strategies. The best chess player in the world, Magnus Carlsen, is very well known for his aggressive chess
play. I think he's trying to make two separate points and accidentally said them in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, who are we to try and decide what Michael Owen meant?
Well, that Hazard one's funny. Sorry, we'll save it for next week.
Tune in next week to hear that Hazard one. That's funny.